Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. Well, season 2 has started, and I feel like there hasn't been much time to chat since. As you all know by now, there have been some changes around the fort. The first and most obvious is that I am no longer the only voice actor on the show. Last season, Karen Heimdall from Y2K Podcast joined us as the voice of Edith Blackleach, and there was a brief guest appearance by Jessica Dennis as the voice of Peggy LaPont. But aside from that, I was the only voice actor. Thankfully, this season, we've been able to go ahead and add some amazing talent to our roster of interesting characters, including the voice of Mike LeBeau, Lydia Nicholas, Maeve DeBrune, Imogen Harris, Alexander J. Newell, and Harlan Guthrie. As a fan of their previous work, it's exhilarating to have them on The Town Whispers, and as a colleague, I am constantly impressed by their talent. Season 2 also brought about another large change. We went from one episode a week to 2 episodes a week. We've gotten a multitude of comments related to this, both praise and criticism, but both stemming from a place of love and passion for the show. I would like to remind everyone that I am currently the only writer on the show. And while we're on the RQ Network, this podcast is very much an independent production. The voice actors, the editors, the additional content, how far we expand the boundaries of the fort is all up to you. We couldn't have gotten to where we are now without both the support of those who post about us on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram. Nor could we have gotten to this point without the financial contributions of our patrons, or the diligent listeners who return each and every week. So to everyone, I say a very big and warm thank you. Now, speaking of community support, we have a massive milestone to celebrate together. The Town Whispers was launched in October 2020. And over that time, we've seen the lore, the character pool, and the ambition of this project grow exponentially. We've seen folks on our Discord get lost in red string theory and indulge in fanfiction, fan art, and their own personal canon. And over that time, it's hard not to look back and feel some sort of way about that earlier content. Every aspect of the show has grown, and we've broadcasted that growth from the beginning. The show has gotten better, the world has gotten larger, and I've come to see it as a collaborative effort between ourselves, those who produce The Town Whispers, and you, the townsfolk. At first, we had a dream to lay down roots, but we weren't sure how it would all look. Then we began to plan and build the layout. We've explored some of the history that defines this little world, and now in season 2, townsfolk have begun to fill our streets. Each friend you told about the show, each patron who pledged, each time you tweeted about The Town Whispers or live blogged on our Discord, or mentioned us on another Discord or the subreddit, you've helped us grow. And now I have the most insane pleasure of thanking you all and your incredible support for getting us to 1 million downloads. In little over 1 year since launch, we managed to pass a milestone that felt so incredibly unattainable when we began. And for a while there, it felt like the Town Whispers was doomed to fail, and we were told as much by more than one person. So once again, thank you for 1 million downloads. Now to our last bit of news to deal with, but certainly not the least. Last week, we released Chapter 5 of Season 2, and Harlan Guthrie, the creator, sole voice, and editor of Malevolent Podcast, was so kind as to guest edit that episode for us. Well, needless to say, it worked out pretty darn well. So Harlan will be joining us for the remainder of Season 2 as the sound designer and editor of The Town Whispers. But enough from me. If you haven't heard of Harlan before, let him tell you himself.
Who am I? I'm a friend. My name is Harlan Guthrie. I am an audio editor, voice actor, and I do a myriad of different things. Beyond that, I also love role-playing games. I have a podcast named Malevolent. I have a podcast named Dice Shame. Dice Shame is an actual play podcast. Malevolent is a horror podcast. And then every Wednesday, I live stream on YouTube under a show called The Invictus Stream, where we tell a lot of funny, silly RPG stories. But basically, I'm somebody who loves to create and loves to make things.
What hooked you on horror?
What hooked me on horror? Probably movies. I was a huge movie buff, still am. I worked at Blockbuster when that was still a thing a while ago. But I would say some classic Evil Dead growing up really made me admire the craft and horror's ability to turn the tables, I think. Horror as a genre is one of the most sacrificial genres, and I mean that, pun intended, where, you know, sometimes they'll waste an entire concept for one good twist, and I love that. Horror tends to push the bar in terms of drama storytelling, in my mind, especially when it comes to mediums like this.
What's your favorite horror movie?
What's my favorite horror movie? I mean, there's so many. I'd say The Thing is the best horror movie of all time. I also love the psychological horrors of, like, Roman Polanski's The Tenant. I'm a huge fan of the low-budget horror, like Evil Dead, from pretty much any of Sam Raimi's stuff. I really love comedy horror. I would probably say, gun to my head, I would say Evil Dead 2 is probably my favorite horror movie of all time. But in terms of movies that actually scare me, probably The Thing.
Now, tell us a bit about your podcast.
A bit about my podcast? Sure. Malevolent is a horror audio drama that follows a protagonist by the name of Arthur Lester as he sort of works to unravel the mystery that has befallen him. He has lost control of his eyes. He wakes up on the floor of his apartment in Arkham without the use of his eyes and not really remembering who he is, and this entity speaks to him within his head. And I use it sort of as a narrative device, so there's no narrator needed for the show, and allows Arthur and the creature in his head to sort of uncover the world that is before them. But I also enhance the world with sort of a monster of the week feel at times, as well as an emotional journey that the two characters, the entity and Arthur himself, are experiencing along the way. So I really try to roll a lot of different things in there, because at its core, a horror story is about emotion and invoking that emotion within you. So sometimes it gets dark, sometimes it gets kind of romantic, for lack of a better word. But I highly recommend you check it out. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Without spoilers, what are you most proud about Malevolent?
Ooh, what am I most proud of about Malevolent? I think the journey that the protagonist is taking. I think if you are caught up and if you are following along, I put a lot of care and attention into growing the character from the first episode, both the characters, to the point where I think the vast majority of people feel really connected to the character's struggle. And I know a lot of people, you know, got teary-eyed at part 20 because there's some things that go on. So I think having them feel really attached to the character's journey and the character's plight, for lack of a better word, I think is something I'm really, really proud of.
And finally, what are you looking forward to bringing to the fort? Or what about joining the Town Whispers excites you most?
Ooh, what am I most looking forward to bring to the fort? Well, I would say a sense of immersion. I really pride myself in being immersive in audio. I want it to feel like you're there and experience the horror firsthand. And I'm really excited about bringing that to the fort. and in joining the Town Whispers as well. I'm really excited about being a part of the team and sort of exploring new ways to elevate the horror that is the Town Whispers. So I'm excited.
And that brings us to a close on news, updates, and announcements for the time being. There's plenty more to come in Season 2, including an incredibly special mid-season surprise. Unfortunately, you'll have to wait for more information about that. The Town Whispers will return with Chapter 6 on Friday, so make sure to keep your eyes on the feed for that. If you'd like to support the show, feel free to visit us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/thetownwhispers. And once again, thank you all. I hope you have a wonderful day here in our tiny and terrible little town we know as the Fort.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.